Welcome to On OC, the news podcast from Voice of OC, Orange County, California's only nonprofit newsroom. I'm Susan Vallett, podcast producer for Voice of OC. Today's episode is part of a special series on elections in Orange County, so we hope you enjoy Feet to the Fire.
I'm Norberto Santana, Jr., publisher for Voice of OC. Welcome to the Feet to the Fire podcast. This week, we're talking about Costa Mesa elections. We've got district elections for the first time in history and a mayoral election for the first time in history. With me this week is Barbara Venezia, columnist for the Daily Pilot, John Canales, executive editor for the Times Community News Division. Let's talk Costa Mesa politics, guys. Barbara, what do you think? The first time in history we have a mayor's campaign.
Well, and this mayor's race is very interesting because you have Katrina Foley, who still is the councilwoman, was voted by her peers to be mayor last December and now removed as mayor. And Sandy Guinness takes the mayoral position. And, you know, a lot of their supporters overlap each other.
And so, I've never heard of somebody being pulled. I mean, mayor is usually a ceremonial position voted by the existing council members. Do you know anything about the background, about why that was such a rare, John? I mean, have you heard anything about why was Katrina pulled from being mayor?
You know, it's never been made public why the council made that decision. I think it took a lot of people by surprise, including the staff of the Daily Pilot, when it happened. But it's never been made public why, you know, the majority of three decided to remove Katrina and replace her with Sandy. So to this day, we really don't know the answer.
Katrina's a Democrat. Sandy Guinness is a Republican, even though these are nonpartisan offices.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with it, Norberto. I think this is strictly personalities. I know that when I talked to Sandy Guinness about it, because a lot of people were writing to me saying it was the ultimate betrayal. You know, here you have two women. They ran together. They supported each other in the last race. And boom, here she goes to the dark side, Sandy Guinness. Sandy said to me that Katrina didn't treat her well, that before council meetings she would have an upset stomach, that there were so many things that Katrina was doing, and she wouldn't be specific, that she actually thought about going to the DA's office and filing a claim. And that sounds extreme.
Wow.
I'm like, well, give me an example. Well, she wouldn't give me an example. Then I talked to Jim Righeimer, and he's also a councilman in Costa Mesa, and he was saying, well, more will be revealed, and this is a really big thing, and just wait, you know, it's not what you think it is. Well, that was months ago, and I haven't seen anything. I still have people write to me on a weekly basis asking me to continue to ask those questions.
Wow.
But oddly enough, this, I believe, is going to help Katrina Foley become mayor. Well, as soon as she was dismissed, basically, as mayor, her supporters were very vocal. And nothing rings truer with people than a political martyr. And that's what they were making her, because she truly did not understand what the reasoning was that she was removed.
Sure.
And I've talked to her many times in the weeks past, and she still doesn't understand what happened to her. And I think that her supporters don't understand that either, and they are rallying. She had a bump in fundraising in the several weeks after she was removed from mayor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, John, what do we know about Mansoor? Alan Mansoor, former state assembly member. He's current council member now.
Correct.
What do we know about him, and how does that play out in the mayor's race?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, just Alan Mansoor is a longtime councilman before he ran for the assembly. Then he ran for the Board of Supervisors and did not win that seat, lost to Michelle Steele, and then came back to the Costa Mesa City Council and now is running for mayor. I think that you are setting up a race where you have two candidates so far. We may see more, but right now it's Mansoor and Foley, who are at opposite ends of the political spectrum. I think Mansoor speaks to kind of your traditional, you know, conservative, and Foley is far more progressive. And I think that those two candidates pretty much illustrate the political divide in Costa Mesa.
Well, oddly enough, Alan Mansoor holds the record of being on Feet to the Fire the most of any other candidate. Did you know that?
Wow, I didn't know that, but you're
yes,
right.
Yes, he holds the record. And by the way, he has probably done the best performances continually on Feet to the Fire.
Interesting.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I think that Alan Mansour is very, how can I put it? He's very composed on Feet to the Fire. He's very relaxed. And he's very comfortable giving you his opinion. I mean, he is who he is. And I noticed a big difference in Alan after
he got
married. He's comfortable on stage. He's now a dad. You know, he has three children. There's still a lot of controversy surrounding him. I've been getting phone calls from people who are saying, well, you know, we've got this big thing. We're going to expose Alan Mansour. He doesn't actually live in Costa Mesa. And I've been hearing that, and you've been hearing that for a while. When I press people for, well, show me some proof, I don't get anywhere. And I've talked to Alan about it, and he assures me he does live in Costa Mesa with his three children. So I think that it's going to be an interesting race. I think that Alan Mansour is a very middle-of-the-road candidate now, where before I would say he was on the very conservative side. I think he's come very center. And I think he's got a good base, fan
base. Heck of a race, then. I mean, this
is going to be
a fun year to watch. One person that we haven't talked about yet is Gary Monahan, former mayor.
Yeah, so former mayor and longtime councilman Gary Monahan is also in the race. And he is also a conservative Republican. And I would think that he would probably split some of the vote with Alan Mansour. And so that's going to be kind of interesting. And then it'll be interesting if someone else gets in the race, maybe Sandy Guinness. She has not said she's getting in.
She has said to me continually that she is not going to run for mayor. Now, when I first started to write about the mayor's race back in last year, the only two candidates at the time were Monahan and Katrina Foley. Now that when Mansour entered the race, Gary Monahan told me that he's not going to run. He's going to support Mansour because
he
doesn't want to split the ticket.
Yeah, and we see this in Costa Mesa in the past, where two or three kind of known candidates get in, but then by election day, you're looking at 6, 7, 8, 9 people.
and that's kind of why I like Feet to the Fire a little closer to actual election day. Some of the candidates have at that point, you know, thinned the herd. So it's going to be very interesting. I like the fact that they're doing district races. I am a supporter of that.
This is the first time
in
history.
This is the first time.
Some people think it causes balcanization, but nonetheless, Costa
Mesa
moved forward
with it.
Here's what
I think. I think that because you're in a district, okay, now, who knows you better than your own neighbors?
Sure.
We've seen this in Newport Beach where they have districts, but then the entire city votes for everybody. And a lot of these candidates, they lose their district. So the people that know them the best don't vote for them. And people who don't know who the heck they are, they vote for them. And that's why you got the goobers in there today. But in Costa Mesa, you're going to be with your own neighborhood. So that's great. Plus, it opens it up financially for people to actually compete in these races. You know, when you think about what mailing costs these days and walking precincts and everything, well, if you're only running for a district, maybe instead of $150,000 to run citywide, it could really cost you $10,000 to $20,000. Well, that opens it up to be able to raise the money. Like it used to be in the old days, it cost $10,000, $20,000. You could run all of Costa Mesa, all of Newport. Well, now when you think about it, mailing costs and printing costs, you're probably looking at $1.50 at least per piece of mail. If you have to send 60,000 pieces, and now times that by 3 mailers, which is conservative, do the math. That's crazy.
So let's talk about what are the 3 districts that are up.
Well, so the districts are District 3, 4, and 5. District 3 is the seat that Katrina Foley would currently occupy. It's her neighborhood, this sort of College Park, Mesa Del Mar area, kind of just east of the 55 freeway. District 4, to me, is probably one of the most interesting districts because this is the true west side, you know, an area that isn't really known for producing a lot of candidates or council members.
Diverse area?
Yes, it's heavily Latino, and I think that a lot of people in Costa Mesa want to see a Latino on the city council. So I think the District 4 race has the potential to be extremely interesting. And then District 5 also includes, you know, maybe half the west side, but also a bit of the east side as well. And so that is also kind of an interesting area.
What do you think will make it into the campaigns this year in terms of like what's been going on in Costa Mesa? I mean, what are the big issues? I know the animal shelter there has been, gosh, you've been writing about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Costa Mesa animal shelter issue. They moved away from the Orange County Humane Society in Huntington Beach. I had questionable animal practices. Newport Beach moved away from them in 2015. Now you've got Costa Mesa. I'm not sure that that's going to be a big political issue in the campaign. I think when we're going to see high density development right. as a number one issue, I think homelessness and what we do with that. Fairview development is also another big issue.
Describe Fairview a little bit, John.
Fairview development is being closed by the state.
Right.
And that's
it's a
in
big
Costa
property,
Mesa.
Right?
It's a very, very big property. There were some people on that council who felt it should just go to developers, you know, prime land. Katrina and some of the other council members, John Stevens is one of them, is working with our Senator John Morlock to kind of come up with a plan to present to the state. So I think that's going to come into play. Traffic.
Yeah, and the sober living homes continue to be one of the biggest issues in Costa Mesa, a city that's been heavily impacted by the rehab industry and kind of, you know, where in residential neighborhoods you have, you know, people recovering from alcoholism and drug addiction and riling the neighbors. And so, and there's very little city government can do because of the way these fair housing laws are written at the federal level. But it continues to be a major issue in town, as does crime. And some people tie, you know, crime to the sober living homes. And, you know, there's obviously homelessness is an enormous issue in Costa Mesa. And the council delayed taking action on whether to provide restrooms in kind of in the Lions Park area. And I think that there is this ideological debate in Costa Mesa about how do you serve this sizable homeless population, whereas other people say, well, if you provide too many services, you'll be an attractant, you know? And so you have a lot of back and forth on that going on in Costa Mesa. I think those have the potential to be big election issues.
So much, so much more we could continue to talk about, but you know what? We'll do that next time.
So we'll wrap it up this week. That's a good primer on Costa Mesa elections. Stay tuned with us. Again, like us on iTunes, check us out on Facebook. Let us know what you want to hear as the Costa Mesa campaign heats up. Let us know what you want to listen to on the Feet to the Fire podcast, culminating in a live show closer to the elections. Thanks again.